This is Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, 1971. Channel 1 over. Beginning of Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, 1971. Now, this is beginning of Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, 1971.
I think that's right. You felt sorry that she drank so much, but she still was humble.
She was humble. She wouldn't like some folk to drink and get fussy. And Country Butch didn't do that.
Well, I guess Miss Liza was. She had her opinions, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, Boots, now, as I knew her, she was sort of mean and sassy.
Who?
Oh, she'd just talk a blue streak.
Well, she was not sassy. And she wasn't mean, either.
Well, I mean, her talk, you know, she wasn't mean, but she was
she
right.
You could talk to her, I believe, from now to night. Tell her about her thing. Mine, her business. But she wouldn't say a word. I've heard Bessie getting out about drinking. And she would say things to Boots that I didn't feel like she should have said. But Boots never caught her lip.
Is that right?
No, she wouldn't say a word. Well, you see, that wouldn't have been me. You grown and I'm grown. If you want to tell me something, talk like you're talking to a grown woman. Just like you.
Yeah.
Not a child.
You mean Miss Bessie really?
Oh, Bessie was really rake her.
Well, I never heard Miss Bessie raking anybody.
You wasn't there. Plenty of times, I wasn't there. But the way I knowed it, Bessie would tell me how she get on Butch. And I got on when she come in here drunk the other day, and I told her something. Well, it's a shame. Butchie's got so sorry she can't live by herself.
Yeah.
But I never had nothing to do with him.
Well, now, you see, I didn't know Laura.
So you didn't know her?
She died before I got here.
Laura? Laura died since I've been living right over there.
Well, I didn't know her, Miss Daisy.
She might have been in the know.
Yeah.
That's why. But she was you see how she got so sick, they moved her from there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But she was there.
Well, now, how did she fit in?
Who? Laura? Mm-hmm. That's her place.
Well, who is she?
That's Eliza's sister-in-law.
Oh.
Mitt's sister?
Mitt's sister. I see.
Oh, that was Laura Washington.
Yeah.
Was she married?
Married.
Is that
I think she had been married, but she was a widow.
What was her name?
Laura Washington. That's what they called her.
They still called her Laura Washington.
Still called her Laura Washington.
And she's Mitt's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir. Was she like Mitt?
No, she wasn't like Mitt. I don't know what name to talk about. The top of that was one.
Laura?
Laura was talking.
And Miss didn't talk so much.
Not that I know of.
Well, now, Miss Liza and Mitt, they worked over there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Farmed.
Mm-hmm.
And Liza did a little housework, ironing, not much.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a long time, after Mitt got sick, she just stayed there and took care of him.
That's right. And that's how Carrie come in.
Yeah.
She come to help Liza take care of Mitt.
Yeah.
While Mitt was sick.
Well, Patterson is got that old school bus sitting there in the road where you can't hardly get by.
He got still got it sitting there.
And he got all them old wrecked cars sitting out there in Charlie James's yard.
Yes. And what he want them up there for?
And whenever you pass there, he got the hood up and looking down there, and he don't even see you. I guess if you stopped your car and got out and hollered at him, he'd look up.
You know, he don't pay you no attention. He don't pay you no attention.
Oh, really?
No, I don't pay him, no.
You mean he don't see you when you pass, or?
Yeah, I say he don't see you. He don't look like he see.
I don't know where they get all their wood, Miss Daisy.
Wood?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if folks clean up, lots of it, they folks get it out their yard.
Yeah.
They cut it.
They
well,
cut it.
When they have them trees sawed up, they give it away for you to move it off their yard or off their grass or whatnot. That's where James get a lot of his.
Well, does James do it? Does he cut it?
No, it's already cut.
All he does is just haul it
just
off.
Just pick it up and haul it off. Lots of it, they haul to somebody. Yeah, James don't do it, I don't think, but somebody do it. They tell me they hauled it out there to the city dump.
Yeah.
And throw it in there.
Yeah.
My boy got me some out of there once or twice.
Are you pretty well supplied now?
Yes, I got some now. Well, it's about out here, doesn't he? But I got some.
He found some over there for you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen J.R.?
I see J.R. every evening now. I see J.R. yesterday evening. I see J.R. day before yesterday.
Well, sir, well,
they working back this way somewhere. And Freddie, he bring him by there and put him off.
Yeah.
Miss Vissa fix his supper.
Yeah.
Then he'll hang around there and wait for Buddy till he get ready to go in. Go in.
Then he get in with Buddy?
Yeah, he get in the truck with Buddy.
And go on over.
And to tell me, he goes on over there to the bar. And he stay there till they knock off. And when Buddy go to carry help home, J.R. get in the truck and going on to his house.
How about that? Well, he got a regular club over there, hadn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he helps Buddy when he gets over there.
Huh?
You reckon he helps Buddy when he gets over there?
I don't know whether they have him doing anything or not. I don't see what he could do. was. He had him. He just sits around there somewhere till Buddy gets ready to go.
Well, I thought you thought D.R. was a pretty good worker, Miss Daisy.
Pretty good what?
Yeah.
I guess he is. In the field.
Oh.
But I don't know nothing about him working around a place like that.
Around the barn?
Around the barn. Because I know they ain't gonna let him sell no whiskey. And don't nobody want J.R. washing the dishes. They have a dishwasher that they do, and they don't want J.R. to tow them.
Not even coat the dishes.
J.R. love to get devil in him, drop the whole stack.
There's not a whole lot he
could
do over there.
No.
Well, they gotta take out garbage.
Mm-hmm. Let's go then. Sit around there. Well, I think they have a bunch sitting around there the most of the time.
Oh, do you?
Day and night.
Oh.
Well, when the weather opens up, they'll have
That's
more
right.
sitting around, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's not much of a place for them to sit when it's cold, is it, Miss Daisy?
No. Oh, what to do when it's cold?
Does Miss Bessie get much work out of him?
Oh, yes.
She'll feed him.
Yes, she'll feed him.
If he were.
He bite and she fix it. Fine. That's the way she feed him. Every evening he comes, he brings a paper sack. Sometimes he got a chicken in, sometimes pork chop, he got bread, he got beans, peas, and whatever. But she fixed it for him. But while she fixing it, she had him splitting wood, or cutting wood.
Yeah. Is Isaiah doing any better?
Hmm?
Isaiah, is he doing any better?
He, yeah, the elder.
Huh?
Well, he don't claim to be so well.
Yeah.
So, J.R. is well.
Be healthy.
And she had J.R. to split the wood. Get in wood. Things like that. And she can catch him. Sometimes she don't see him. Isaiah just didn't do it. And J.R. don't come, she can't find him. And J.R. do what's to be done then. Isaiah.
But he can't do much.
No, he can't do much.
Miss Bessie waits on him pretty much.
Oh, hand and foot. But he can't do so much. But I do believe he can do more than he do. But he just don't have it to do.
Think Miss Bessie spoils people?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, she spoils anybody. But me, she can't spoil me.
I saw Granddaddy sitting on the porch yesterday.
Yes, sir. He was eating his breakfast when I left. He didn't get up till late. This morning. So while for left, he asked me, did you say breakfast was ready? I said, long time ago, son. I said, I didn't eat my breakfast before you ever got here. And wash my dishes. And I thought I heard you say something about breakfast.
You been out farming this morning?
Me? Uh-uh. I ain't done nothing. I'm not going to do much today.
Outside?
Yeah. I'll do a little bit. I reckon.
You know, I was working these pastures, and my tractor broke down.
Oh, yes?
And it's still sitting right out there in the middle of the field. And I got to wait.
So you can't wait.
I can't work on the pasture. There's plenty else I could do. Miss Daisy, the day is pretty long now, aren't they?
Hmm? The day.
What time is it? They get light now.
I don't know, but I think it's getting a little longer.
You don't get up as early as you used to?
No. I don't get up early as I used to. Well, I don't have much to do. It don't take long to get that little bacon and grits cooked and that little coffee made. Well, I'm not doing nothing out in the yard. I ain't got nothing to work at out there. So, I don't get up. Sometime I get up. I might get me a drink of coffee. Walk around there for dinner. Go get that and take it.
Pretty soon, though, you'll be out in your yard.
Yes, ma'am.
And that'll be good.
That'll be good. Well, if I have anything to get out there for, of course I'm going to have something to get out there for. Of course, if these pretty sunshiny days keep on, there's going to be weeds out there.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir. It's weeds out there.
They're going to grow.
What was it they told you, that the wild phlox wouldn't grow in your yard because...
They ain't got no dirt in there. I keep some dirt up before they can bloom. I don't hold the yard and clean the yard out and wave into phlox.
And you don't have any phlox down there?
Hmm. Not in my yard. Some out there across the field.
Yeah. Well, now that stuff will grow and you don't have to...
Don't have to work it.
See?
I believe you feel better. I believe we all feel better when we do a little work in the yard.
Mm-hmm. I do.
You give Miss Daisy a little sack and let her get some of those onions when she goes by there.
Yeah, we'll go get some onions.
Because they are good and tender right now.
What was?
The onions.
Oh. You eating them?
Yeah.
Eating on them, yes. Just eating on them.
Well, they is good.
They are.
I love onions.
Out of the garden.
Huh? Yes.
Right out of the garden.
That's right. Fresh.
Right,
Fred. Need it all.
You know, Miss Daisy, it's a shame these people don't have gardens like they used to.
It looks like it is.
They just no count. They just not. They just.
You're just lazy.
They just lazy. They want to set. A garden is just as worthwhile now as it ever was.
Sure, it is.
It may be more, because you can get a lot of vegetables, but look how much they cost. And after they get them, a lot of times they ain't fitting to eat.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, you see, anybody, now look at Zell. He have a garden all the time.
Yeah.
And he's selling something all the time. He go to the packing house and he get them curled and bring them home and curl them again. Well, you know, some of them throws away some of the farmer's best stuff.
Yeah.
Down there at that packing house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to have some of it, too.
That's right. Well, James, he used to go down there when he was picking beans, and he would think crates of beans home. And you pull them beans out, and the most of them. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, they done throw them on the floor and stepped on them or something of them, but they were good beans. Zeb go down and get them, grade them out, and sell them. Zeb's a smart man.
Well, where did he get that, Miss Daisy?
Hmm? Where did he get being smart?
Yeah.
Well, his mother was smart. All of them were smart. Walt is the laziest one. Walt's sister would work. Well, Walk ain't never done much work. Most work he did, he used to sell meat and things like that. But Zelda, his mama,
Zeb and Walk are brothers?
Walk is Zeb's uncle.
Uncle, I see. Yeah.
Zebby really moves around, doesn't he? He gets things done. Zebby does.
Zebby too. But look like he would try to straighten up his place where he lived. He don't bother about that.
Oh, he don't.
When has you been there?
You mean inside or outside?
I'm talking about outside. All that stuff outside.
All them boxes and stuff.
Boxes, so tins, or something. Yeah. Well, he be hunting my dog.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of stuff over there. It ought to be out chum in that hole.
Yeah.
But he can't walk out there. And James, he won't put on the truck and cat. Just sit there and look at him.
And he goes right by there every day.
Sure he do.
Does anybody ever remind him?
I guess so. I ring his wife reminds him. But he needs some help. And she wanted him to move it when he had a truck there. Why not make them boys load that stuff on there?
Oh, yeah.
But they don't.
That's right. They could load it on there and then he'd have to take
it
by.
He'd have to care.
Say, that's a lot of people I didn't know about. I didn't know Laura.
No, I didn't either.
What did Laura do?
Well, when I know her, she wasn't doing anything much. She stayed in Palm Beach all the time.
Yeah.
So what work she did it down there. And when she come up here, to leave. Well, it wasn't nothing. She did. I never seen her hit a licking field.
Yeah.
I never seen her. So far as her working, I don't know nothing about her working.
Mm-hmm.
But Mitt and Liza used to work.
They were.
Yeah.
They were.
But Miss Liza never did farm.
Who? Liza?
Yes.
She didn't know how to work on farm. Mid farm, but he had to hire somebody help him to get her. Liza didn't know how to hoe. So she said.
She worked, but she didn't help him.
No. But she, I told her, I don't see why. You don't know how to hoe, Liza. Now she said she couldn't hoe. But she could use a swing blade. She could use that.
Well, who kept that place so clean down there where she lived?
When she was living?
Yeah.
Well, she'd hire.
Or hire it down?
Hire it down.
She liked a clean place.
Oh, yeah, she did. And her place went so after she went.
Now
not a chicken, nothing left it.
Now they can't even keep it clean.
No, they don't keep it clean.
They just live there.
Mm-hmm, they just live there. Now and again, they get somebody to mow them.
Hey, you all better get some of those
Well, we
onions.
Better get some of those onions.
Yeah.
Before you forget it.
That's right.
Is she forgetful?
I am. I am. Unless I, it got so unless I do something when it's on my mind. Mm-hmm. That's, that's just too bad. Then I won't get it done.
Well, so we'll go out here and get some right this minute.
Yeah.
Get a few.
Mm-hmm. Let you go get them.
Yeah. Well, you can go with me if you want to. I'll go out this way.
See if them calves is going on out and working for making
all
a living.
All right. I'll see them.
Oh, they wait for me to feed them.
Yeah. Well, I left the car down here at the gate.
Now, this is Channel 1 over around 3:20, 30, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, 1971. Channel 1 over around 3:25 or 30, 20, 25 or 30, this Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, 1971. Channel 1 over. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, we changed it. Not Tuesday now, it's Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, 1971. And this is Channel 1 over, around 3:30 now. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, 1971.